Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早上
好。Happy New Year.
新年快乐。
May God's grace and peace be with you always.
愿神的大能
和他的平安与同在。
In this new year, we are doing something new.
今年我们要做一些新的事情。
In our combined services like today,
在今天我们的这个联合崇拜
，from time to time we will preach the message in English.
在我们会不定期的用英文来讲道
，and provide Chinese translation.
我们会翻译成中文。
We see how it goes.
我看看这个怎么样。
Now talking about the new year.
我们在
讲到今年。
I'm sure most of us have received some kind of New Year greetings or New Year wishes, right?
我知道大部分都会收到一些新年祝福。
Some of us send us greetings like wishing us good health.
有些会收到一些像祝我们身体健康
good fortune.
发财
wishing us that everything is peaceful.
就是一切万事顺利
everything is a success.
事成功。
That actually means that everyone loves blessings, right?
我们每个人都很喜欢收到新年祝福，对吗
？Anyone who does not like blessings?
我们有人不喜欢祝福吗
？I don't think it's easy to
find. 我觉得我们一般不会。
We all love blessings.
都喜欢祝福。
And if you travel around the world.
去世界去游历的话
you can find people are using all kinds of methods trying to get lessons from above.
发现市场的人会用各种方法来得到祝福。
I'm sure this photo looks familiar to many of us.
这张照片我看很多人都很熟悉。
What is this?
这是什么
It's a wishing pool, right?
一个许愿池。
So people are thinking that by putting money into the pool, they will bring us good fortune or blessings.
人们认为把钱扔到这里面会给他们带来好运。
So we all love blessings. We all use all kinds of methods to seek blessings.
我们用各种方法来得到祝福。
But then people can take this to a really extreme.
但是有些人也会走得很极端。
This photo is the one I took when I returned from China last year.
这张照片是我上次从国内回来的时候，在机场。
In one of the major airports in China, at each checking counter, I saw a big screen TV showing this one.
在中国的大机场，在一些检票的地方，它会有一个大屏幕，会有这种提示。
This warning says, throwing coins or any other objects at aircraft or onto the tarmac, which affects the flight safety and airport operations, will result in illegal action being taken by the public security authorities.
这个就是大，如果我们像飞机或地图抛硬币或者其他东西的话，影响飞行的安全或者机场，公安机关会依法追究责任。
Do you feel strange by this warning?
觉得这个很奇怪吗？
What prompts them to show such a warning sign?
为什么会有这样的提示呢？
That's because they have past incidents.
因为过去有先例。
This warning is the aircraft's turbine, right?
这个飞机的引擎。
It seems like one thing, and people just say it's a wishing pool.
这个看起来很圆，所以大家觉得这是一个许愿池。
Looks like a sign for wishing pool,
right? 一个横越的一个许愿池。
And then people start throwing money into it, throwing coins into it.
人觉得就可以往里面扔钱。
Thinking that could bring blessings to the aircraft, so it could fly safely to the destination.
如果往里他们觉得往里面扔钱的话，会给飞行员带来平安，他们的飞行员旅途会平安。
That's why you show this up.This is a bizarre way to ask for blessings, right?
是一个非常极端的方式来获取祝福。
When they get what they want, does this help to enhance their flight safety?
觉得他们得到他们想要的吗？他们真的让飞行更平安吗？
I highly doubt it.
我怀疑。
But then how do we receive blessings?
所以我怎么 么样才能得到祝福？
In anywhere else,
you can look at right in the Bible. We can look at the Bible.
Because the Bible tells us clearly
how to receive God's blessings.
So today's
message is titled The Blessed Way of Life. It's based on Psalm 1.
Let's read Psalm 1 in English and then we read it in
Chinese.
Let's go. Blessed
is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly will not suffer, but a righteous man, which will lead him right away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous.But the way of ungodly shall perish. Back from Europe. 像我女儿刚刚，我想女儿刚刚从欧洲回来。
She said, when she travels around Europe, she saw someone suspicious to approach her, she and her sister. Then they just went away.
计谋是一个从外面来的神，这是
idea，
是
思想。If someone telling us, hey, do this,
如果有人告诉我来做这件事情,
it's not part of us yet, it's outside of it.
还不是我们的一部分而是外来的。But then
we introduce ideas, hey, oh, wow, that's a good idea.
Someone has fallen to the temptation.
这个诱惑和打击。And the second tactic is the worst using. 世界用的第二种伎俩 is intimidation, 就是恐吓。It threatens us. 它威胁我们。If you don't do this, there will be consequences.
如果我们不做这样做的话，会要付出代价。
You better take
it. 最好是妥协。
A few months ago,
几个月前。
A student at the University of Oklahoma,
Oklahoma 大学有一个学生
，she's a Christian girl.
她是一个基督，基督，她是一个基督徒，是一个女孩子。
She wrote a paper about gender.
她写了一个写了一篇关于性的性别的论文
for her class.
是对她对她的课程。需要毕业的
一个论文。She cited the Bible saying God created male and female for their origin gender in the world.
他引用了圣经说这个神创造了男人和女人。
And then she got two points
for her paper. 拿了名字。
That's an intimidation.
这就是
一种恐吓。If you dare to express your belief,那你光听话，
如果你敢为你的信仰发声的话，你就拿了名分。
Right, right. The teacher who gave this zero points, she was fired.
他的老师给他这个名分的这个老师之后被开除了。
But this kind of intimidation happens in everyday life.
但这样的恐吓在每天都会发生。
One of my daughters, when we went to a public university, she experienced the same thing.
我女儿的一个同学，她在公立学校上学，她也经历了类似的事情。
She wrote a paper to express her view.
她写了一篇论文来表示她的观点。
And she got points deducted.
她被扣分了。
Not because the essay was written poorly.
并不因为她的论文写得不好。
Not because of the grammar was poor.
也不是因为他有什么语法。
Just because she dared to express her view.
他只是因为他勇敢的表达自己的观点。
In the face of this kind of intimidation, what do we do?
如果我们遇到这样的恐吓，我们怎么做
？Try to silence us.
他们让我们噤声。
What do we do?
我们需要
怎么做 ？The world is trying to force us to cave in.
这个世界想让我们妥协。
And then another tactic the world is using is imposition.
另外一种伎俩是环境的压力。
It's kind of like a peer pressure.
是受身边的同事的或者同僚的压力。
I'm sure you receive all kinds of links, right?
我们很多人是不是经常收到一些？一些这个链接
I know young people you like to watch those Instagram reels, right? Short videos.
我们年轻人是不是很喜欢看一些短视频
And we have TikTok, we have those YouTube shorts, right?
有 YouTube 还有抖音的一些短视频
It's using an algorithm to push content.
它用一些算法来推送一些他想要推送的内容。
And then all your friends are sending you those stuff to let you look, to let you admire them, to make you try to be like them.
很多朋友发一些推送这些内容，让你喜欢他，也让你更像他。
This kind of social media has great impact on us.
这些社交媒体对我们的生活影响很大。
On the one hand, we can spend hours on those things.
我们有时候会在这不知不觉就花了几个小时在上面。
It takes away our time to get close to God.
它夺走了我们可以和神亲近的时间。
And also, those content that push into us, they make our minds to be occupied by all kinds of unhealthy stuff.
同时也占据了我们的思想，让我们的思想里面都是一些不健康的。
Now I'm so encouraged to hear one story about us.
我想分享一个见证。
One couple, they realize they spend way too much time on social media.
有一对夫妻，他在社交媒体上花了太多时间，所以他决定，I
saw that little app called Little Red Book.
他决定，他们借来他们那个小红书。
They saw the app, so they could spend more time with each other, spend more time with God.
他安装了一些，他把这个卸载了，所以他能够跟神有更多的时间来交流。但是，这是世界来让我们屈服的一些技能。我们要警醒我们心里面的一些属世的思想。
We live in this world.
Our mind
used to be polluted by worldliness. In our everyday lives, there are many sinkholes, there are many slippery
grounds.
For us to fall into, stumble into worldliness, Sometimes we may think everyone does it.
有时候我们会想每个人都这样做。
So everyone does it then what?
每个人都要知道那怎么样。
We can do it, right?
我们也可以做。
Everyone does it means the whole world is doing it.
每个人都做的话，就全世界世上的人都这么做。
That's by definition of worldliness.
这就是这个世俗的定义。
Everyone does it. But we need to set ourselves apart. Then people may be thinking, this is my right.
But
someone may say, my body, my choice. I have the right to do it, right? But just because you have the right to do something, does not mean it's right to do it. Just because you have the right to do something, does not mean it's right for you to do it. We may be also thinking, God does not care. There are billions of people on earth. How could God have time to care for me? How could He be care about me? He's too busy doing other things. He has the whole universe to manage. Surely He does not care about what I'm going to say, what I'm going to do, and what I'm thinking,
right?
But the Bible said, even the hair on your head, He counts. Does He care about you? Of course. And then we may be thinking, just a little bit.
有时候我们会想，我们只做一点。
No big deal, right?
没事，不伤大雅。
I don't do it every day.
我又不是每天都做。
Just do a little bit.
做一点点。
A couple of steps here and there.
一点点的这些东西。
A little pill here and there.
一点点的必要。
As long as I can do it every day, it's fine, right? But then a little bit will become a little bit more. And then a little bit more. And then it becomes your habit. And then it becomes an addiction. And then it becomes a way of life. And there are many other worldly things
有很多其他的世俗上的一些思想。
It's impossible to identify them all.
我没有时间，我本人也不可能把每一种想法都在这里讲出来。
But then how do we counter what is this?
那我们怎么能够来个抵挡这件事？
How do we counter?
怎么来应对？
That brings us to our 2026 key scripture.
这也是我们教会2026年的一个关键的经文。
This is our theme，
就是我们今年的主题。
Actually, Romans 12:1-2，
罗马书12:2-2。
We're going to read first.
我要读第二节。
It says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect."
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们检验查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
The world is trying to conform us.
这个世界想要让我们成为他们的一部分。
It's trying to introduce worldliness into us.
世界想要让世俗的思想占领。
But we need to be transformed.
但我们需要更新，我们需要更新。
To get rid of worldliness a little bit by little bit.
要一点一点的把这世俗的思想和我们的思想都抹去。
That's renewing our minds.
这就是更新我们的思想，心意。
By renewing our minds, we will be more like God.
心意更新才能更像。
We'll be thinking like God.
换神一样思想。
More and more thinking like God.
更多的像神一样思想。
If you can think like God, doesn't mean that you know His will.
如果能像神一样思想的话，你就知道他的旨意了。
So by renewing our minds, we can know God's will.
心意更新，我们就能知道神的旨意。
So that brings us to the second part of Psalm 1.
先来看第二章。诗篇第二
章 verse 2 and 3
第二章诗篇第一章第二节
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. You shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not be.Whatever he does, shall prosper.
唯喜欢耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，使人变为有福。像一棵树，栽在溪水旁，按时候结果，有叶子也不干。凡他所做的，尽都是义。
Just now we saw someone tells us what not to do, right?
像一些人，他们告诉我们不要做什么。像第一章诗篇第一章第一节告诉我们不要做什么。
And here it tells us what we must do.
这里面告诉我们我们需要必须做什么。
What do we need to do?
我们需要做什么。
What do we need to do?
It's a question to everyone. 就我们是一个问题，对每个人的问题。
It's to
delight in His law. 为喜爱他的律法。
His law is what God has written for us.
他的律法是神为我们写的。
It's our Bible,
是我们的圣经。
Bible tells us how to live this life.
是圣经告诉我们怎么怎么样过一个生活，怎么过这个生活。
How to receive God's blessings?
怎么样能得到神的祝福
？Romans chapter 15 verse 4 it says.For whatever things were written before, were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the Scripture might have hope.
罗马书十五章四节讲，从前所写的圣经是为教训我们，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得到。
So the Bible was written for our benefit.
所以圣经是为着我们的好处而写。
For us to learn.
让我们能够学习
，to live a life that is pleasing to God，
让我们能够过一个得胜神喜爱的生活。
So loving God's word is the key to overcome worldliness。
喜爱神的话语是战胜世俗的关键。
And it tells us to meditate day and night, right?
不是告诉我们要就业思想，学的话语。
Meditating God's word day and night does not mean you just sit back and just to think about God's word all day long without doing anything else.
昼夜思想学的话语并不是让我们就每天坐在这里只想，然后什么也不做。
But it's to apply God's teaching into our everyday life, everything we do, every decision we make.
意思让我们把神的教训实践到我们的生活当中，每件事情我们的做都要符合神的教训，神的教训，圣经的教
训。It means to establish a biblical worldview.
意思是让我们建立一个关于圣经的世界观。
It means to look into the world through the lens of the Bible.
也是让我们通过圣经的视角来看这个世界。
So instead of asking, is this politically correct?
如果我们问一件事情是不是政治正确 or if this is socially correct, 或者是符合社会的观点
we ask this question, is this biblically correct?
一般问的是这个事情是不是符合圣经
What does the Bible say?
圣经上怎么讲
I'm going to do this, I'm going to make this decision.
What does the Bible say?会拥有一个充满果实的人生
That will be a life that is full of hope
会有一个充满盼望的人生
So it says Bring forth its fruit in its season right?
就是一棵树都会把在这个结果的时候它就会 结满果实
And the fruit in our season
就是按时候结果
That's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We all know this love, joy, peace, long suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self control. How wonderful is that? We all want this kind of life, right? And then it also says the tree, because it's planted by the river.
因为我知道这个树是栽在溪水上的
So its leaf shall not wither
所以它的叶子也不枯干
We all know leaves is the mechanism to create nutrition for a tree to grow
我知道树的叶子是为树摄取能量
If a tree has good leaves that means it's alive and well
这个树有很好的叶子的话，它会非常健康。
For us, if we meditate God's word day and night, we will have a biblical worldview.
如果我们每天都昼夜思想神的话语，并有一份属为基于圣经的世界观的话
，then we have nutrition,
就有营养。
We have energy,
我也会有能量。
Our spiritual life is alive and well.
我的属灵的生命就是非常的
That it will lead to a prosperous life.
It will 让我们有一个丰盛的生命
But this, whatever he does, shall prosper.
所以他所做的事情尽都顺利
Does not mean we enjoy all the wealth and all the comfort in the world, right?
就是
意思是让我们有富足和安逸的生活吗？
Of course, the world is telling us, rather have more money, just enjoy your life.
但是世界总是告诉我们，你会赚更多的钱，然后过更好的生活。
The world is trying to convince us that's prosperous.
这个世界会想让我们认为这样的生活就是一个丰盛的生命。
But no.
但是答案是否定的。
A real prosperous life is the life that can withstand all storms in life.
有尽都顺利的人生，是在任何风暴都能够站立得住的人生。
We all know we want to be rich and comfortable.
我们都知道我们想要财富而想要安逸的生活。
But make no mistake,
但不要犯错。
We will all encounter storms in life.
在人生中都会有风暴。
We may lose our jobs.
我们可能会丢掉工作。
We may lose our good health.
可能会失去健康，
we may lose our loved ones.
可能会失去我们爱的。
We may not get into the schools we want.
你也可能没去到我想去的学校。
Those are storms in life.
这些都是我们生命中的人生中的风暴。
If we don't have a solid foundation, we could be hit by those storms.
我们的根基不牢固的话，有可能会被这些风暴所击倒。
But a prosperous life, we know Jesus is with us.
但是这个丰盛的生命，我们知道神天父基督与我们同在。
As long as He's with us, we're not afraid of any kind of storm.
如果只要他与我们同在，我们是不会在任何风暴中，我们都不会害怕，都不会惧怕。
That's a prosperous life.
这是一个丰盛的生命。
But then you may say, I just want to be left alone.
但我也想说，我真不想别人管我，就让我一个人。
Yes, I don't want this blessing, and I don't really care.
我真不在乎，我也不想要这样的祝福，我什么也不会明白。
And what happens?
今天又会怎样
？That brings us to the last portion of this Psalm 1.
这就带我们到了这第一篇诗篇第一章最后的一部分
，verse 4-6.
第四到第五节。
The ungodly are not so, but are like a chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
个人并不是这样的，像糠秕被风吹散，因此当审判的时候，个人必站立不住。罪人在义人的会中也是如此，因为耶和华知道义人的道路，个人的道路却必没有。
So if our choices do not bear any consequences, if our choices do not bear any consequences,
that doesn't matter, right? 如果我们做的选择没有什么后果的话，那就都不重要。
After all, the Lord is trying to convince us, man, why might you leave? You better enjoy it.
我去的世界上，然后我们有。我们有一个生命，我们就把它过好。
But enjoy your life, otherwise, after you pass this village, there is no such hotel.
像你过了一个村就没有这个店了。
真是自律。This is improvised.
So,
if there are consequences,
it doesn't matter.
如果这个世界我们的选择没有后果的话，就根本不重要。
But unfortunately, all are fortunately, there are consequences.
幸运的是，这个是我们决定是有后果的。
There will be a ultimate judgment.
最终将有一场大审判。
God will separate the ungodly from the righteous.
神会将那些不属神的和属神的人分别开。
We are accountable to God.
这些属神的，我们都是属神的人。
Regardless, your living or not, eventually we have to be accountable to God.
不管我们愿不愿意，我们最后真的是要向神交账。
Whatever we think, whatever we do, whatever we say.God will ask us why
we do that. 不管我做什么项目，
听什么说什么想什么，神都会最后要问我。
There will be consequences.
会有后果。
This is Matthew 3:12. This is what John the Baptist. He was introducing Jesus.
是马太福音三章十二节，当施洗约翰来向别人介绍耶稣的时候。
Says his clothing and fat is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, and he will burn up the chaff with a quenchable fire.
他手里拿着簸箕，要扬进他的场，把麦子收在仓里，把糠用油灭火烧尽。
Now this is talking about a separation process.
这告诉我们，这是在讲一个分别的一个过程。
And why when I was there, I saw those bottles in it.
我以前经常见到一些农民这样。
Probably they all do it with machines now.
现在可能已经被机器代替。
But in those old times, when they harvest those grain, like rice or wheat and all those grains,
在以前他们收割一些麦子的时候
，and then the first bit of those grains,
他先来击打这些麦子
，to make the shell loose,
所以让这些麦子壳来松开
，those are the husks,
这些麦子壳
，and then after that they use a dust pan to throw those fixtures into the air.
他们用一个簸箕把这些壳全都扔到，把这麦子加上壳全都扔到空气中。
So those husks chaff, because they are lighter, so the wind throw them away.
所以这个糠皮和或者这个壳，因为它很轻，所以风就把它们吹走。
And the grain will fall back down to the basket or the threshing floor.
所以这个剩下的麦子就掉到这个过程或者掉到这个场地的这个主场。
That's a separation.
这就是一个分别的过程。
The chaff is useless.
这些骨壳、这些糠皮是没有用的。
And the grain is good.
这些麦子是有用的。
So the good is kept.
这些好的东西不要留下。
The useless thing will be thrown away, and here it says, they will be burned up.
因为没有用的东西，我们就会被风吹走，或者被用火烧。
Whoever rejects God will be rejected by God.
拒绝神的人，最终将会被拒绝。
Either love the world or either love the Father.
我们要么爱世界，要么爱我们父。
There is no middle one.
没有中间选项。
We need to make our voice clear.
我们要非常的清楚在这里。
But sometimes we see some upsetting news. We see the world is so powerful.
有时候我们看到一些比较让我们沮丧的一些新闻，觉得这个世界是很难战胜。
We saw some upsetting statistics. Seeing young people are leaving their faith in droves.
看到一些不好的统计数据，很多的年轻人现在离开那些在替他们的信仰。
Some people are thinking, when I graduate from high school, I graduate from the church as well.
有些人觉得我从高中毕业了，我也不用再去教会。
This is the world so powerful.
看起来这个世界是很非常非常有力量。
But God is triumphant in the end.
但是神在最后会得胜。
Make no mistake, God will triumph.
神在最后终究会得胜。
So what are our choices?
我们的选择就是。
What are our choices? There are clearly two paths in front of us.
两条路清楚地摆在我们面前。
Two paths. You need to make a choice.
你要做一个选择。
Bible clearly tells us how to be blessed.
圣经已经很明确地告诉我们怎么能够蒙福。
Do we want to be blessed?
我们想要被蒙福吗
？This is a blessed way of life. That's promised by God.
这是一个蒙福之路。
I hope we make up our minds.
希望在这个新年当中，我们能够做一个决定。
Let our minds.To be renewed by God. 说要让我们的最迟让神更新的心意的主人。Let us receive this blessing. 我们一起来啊，获得这个祝福。Let's take on this blessing we have. 我们一起来过一个蒙福的生命。In order to get on this life, first we need to know God.
想要过这样的生命，我们先要知道神。
You need to accept Jesus as your Savior and as your Lord in your
life.
If you are still seeking, if you are still thinking whether to accept Jesus or not, I encourage you to think about that. To start this blessed way of life as soon as possible.
让这个蒙福的生命能尽快的开始。
And for us Christians,
那我们这些基督徒而说的
，We need to love His word.
我们要喜爱他的话语。
And establish a biblical worldview.
我们要建立一个以圣经为本的世界观。
Judge everything based on what the Bible says.
做我们看待任何事情是以圣经为基础。
Then we will be blessed.
这样我们就会蒙福。
May all our brothers and sisters at CCMC be blessed by God.
让我们CCMC的弟兄姐妹都能够蒙福。
Amen. That's right.
我们祈祷。
天父，我们 we want your blessings so bad.
神啊，我们真的很希望你得到我们的祝福。
God, just help us.
帮助。
God, although the world has a strong pull to us,
知道这个世界想让我们成为他们的奴隶。
So we know that they will be leading to destruction.
我知道但这条路是毁灭之路。
God, give us this wisdom.
神啊，给我们的智慧，求你给我们赐给我们智慧。
Make a right choice.
让我们能够做一个好正确的选择。
God, just your Holy Spirit, please help us.
你圣灵就真的来帮助。
Give us strength,
给我们力量
walk on this blessed way of life,
让我们过一个蒙福的生活。
All this we pray in Jesus' name,
耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.